All right. Well, welcome everyone to the Alphabetics of Herbs. Today we're doing the letter F. And F sometimes brings to mind some not so pleasant words, but today we have some fun herbs that we can talk about that start with F. And just want to introduce myself first. I'm Jerry Tribble, and I'm a certified natural health professional and naturopath. And we are doing this conference as a free service to our clients and to anyone who is interested in listening and learning more about herbs. So today we will be talking about the herb fenugreek, and it's actually fenugreek is a part. The part that we use is the seed of the fenugreek plant. Fenugreek is a mucilaginous herb, and it has an affinity for the lymphatic and respiratory system. So it's an excellent herb to use for conditions involving excess mucus or phlegm. It has some bitter principles that are called saponins, which have the ability to dissolve and loosen. And that explains why it's used to dissolve thick or hardened mucus and to aid its expulsion from the body. It can also help to expel toxic waste from the lymphatic system, as the mucus secretions also come from this system. Mucilage is also helpful in the digestive process. And I just want to back up just a minute to talk about what a mucilage is. And basically, those are the safest and mildest of all the herb remedies are called mucilaginous or demulcined herbs. They're also called water herbs. And these herbs contain large quantities of mucilage and gums, and so they tend to have a fibrous kind of quality to them, and they might include other herbs like pectin and crude fiber and starch. So this is not a fiber-like bran, but it's a very soft and almost slippery kind of a fiber. So as fenugreek is used in various different herbal blends, it lends those properties to it. Now, Nature Sunshine combines fenugreek with thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, and it's used in that formula as an herbal decongestant and an expectorant formula. It's helping to relieve the respiratory congestion, also helping inflammation and infection. Fenugreek and thyme helps to thin the mucosal fluids, just as we talked about, and it also acts kind of as a cough syrup and expectorant, and it relaxes the muscle spasms to reduce coughing, and it also can lower a fever. Fenugreek and thyme also stimulates the production of digestive fluids, so it acts as a digestive aid too. And it's interesting to note that poor digestion is often at the cause of respiratory congestion. So for people that have chronic allergies or respiratory symptoms, you always want to look at digestion and see if that could be helped too with something like fenugreek. Fenugreek and thyme is recommended for various respiratory problems, including allergies, asthma, bronchitis, colds, coughs, excess mucus, fever, hay fever, respiratory tract infections, sinus lung congestion, as well as digestive problems such as dyspepsia and gastritis. So besides acting as a digestive aid, French scientists have also shown that fenugreek stimulates the general pancreatic secretion. And so that can also be a very big help for severe diabetes. A study in the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition showed fenugreek lowered blood glucose and serum lipid levels in type 1 diabetes. An earlier study published in the same journal showed that there were similar results in non-insulin-dependent diabetics. Experiments have shown a reduction in urinary glucose by 54%, along with decreased blood glucose and cholesterol levels when defatted fenugreek seed powder was added to the diets of diabetics. So that's another very interesting property. Various animal experiments have shown fenugreek inhibits liver cancer cells. And I have no personal experience with that, but in China, fenugreek is employed as a necessary part in the treatment of cervical cancer. Fenugreek is also very high in iron and selenium and is a rich source of viscous fiber and also protein, about 25% protein. Fenugreek contains generous amounts of choline and vitamin A, as well as biotin, inositol, lecithin, PABA, and vitamins B1, C, and D. Fenugreek also supplies a sizable amount of the amino acids, arginine, histidine, leucine, and lysine. The only drawback to fenugreek is we do not want to ever use it for pregnant women. Fenugreek has been shown to stimulate uterine contractions, and so it should never be used during pregnancy. One of the other combinations that we find in Nature Sunshine is marshmallow and fenugreek. And this one is a dual-purpose supplement for relieving both respiratory and digestive problems. And again, people that have respiratory issues often have digestive problems. So helping the digestion is also going to help their respiratory system. Marshmallow and fenugreek increases the production of mucosal fluids to soothe the inflamed tissues and stimulate an expectoration of excess phlegm. And it also has a very mild laxative effect to cleanse the body of toxins. This herbal duo helps to relieve chronic coughs, lowers fever, and improves digestion. And then there is another very interesting formula that is called PLS2 that contains fenugreek. And PLS2 stands for pulls and sprains, and it's formulated to reduce inflammation of the mucous membrane, especially in the gastrointestinal, respiratory, and urinary tracts. So you can use it internally, and you can also mix it with aloe vera and form a little paste, or even just with water, and put it on top of the skin as a poultice. PLS contains herbs which stimulate the production of the mucosal fluids to soothe inflamed and irritated tissues, as well as to facilitate the elimination of the irritants and toxins by providing a mild laxative action. And it also increases the production of digestive fluids, reduces fever and swelling, and relieves pain. It's excellent, as I said, as an external poultice, and also good to take internally. And there are other herbs that are in there are also mucilaginous. Marshmallow is mucilaginous, and slippery elm. And it also contains golden seal, which acts as an astringent and has a tightening effect on the blood vessels internally and also on the skin externally or on the wound, if there is a wound. So fenugreek, golden seal, marshmallow, and slippery elm are all part of this combination called PLS. The other herbal formulas that contain fenugreek in them are All Cell Detox and Enviro Detox, and both of those, just as the name sound, are used to help detox the body, and fenugreek is a great part of that. I have found for myself that taking fenugreek and thyme combination when there's a lot of upper sinus congestion seems to really help to relieve that inflammation and the stuffy kind of feeling and helps the mucus to move. And at the same time, it's very soothing to the system. So for people that have chronic allergies and other respiratory problems, I think that fenugreek combined with the thyme would be a great resource for you. So that is all we have time for today, no pun intended. And if there are any questions, I could take those now.
I'm sorry, I'm chewing my salad.
Oh, that was really interesting.
I did not know that you couldn't use fenugreek with pregnant women. And I was wondering if you used like the PLS, if the fenugreek is small enough, would you consider using that with a pregnant woman who's past the first trimester?
You know, I really can't answer that question because fenugreek is the main ingredient in that formula.
Okay.
So I would be cautious.
Okay.
I would tend to say no.
Is fenugreek an ALJ? I can't remember.
No. No, it's not.
All right.
Take that helps. Fennel, which is the other herb that I had considered talking about today is in ALJ, and that has some similar properties. I take it back. Fenugreek seeds are in ALJ and fennel. So it has both fennel and fenugreek, plus boneset and horseradish and mullein.
Well, the reason I asked is I know that when I take too much ALJ, my body odor smells like fenugreek, and so that's why I thought, but I'm trying to figure out one to use for pregnant ladies.
You know, I thought I had brought up all the formulas that had fenugreek in it, but I obviously missed ALJ, so thank you for bringing that up. Yes, it is a very good part of ALJ because it's working on the lungs. You know,
yeah.
So it's helping to expel that mucus from the lungs. That's why
that
it's
was
so good.
That was fascinating about the diabetics. I did not know any of that.
Well, I didn't know it before I did this research.
Isn't it great what we learned? Well, thank you so much, Jerry, and I know you have to go, but thank you so much.
You're welcome. And if anybody has any other questions, feel free to call Sherry Jakes or Joan Kasich, Morgan Jenkins, or myself, Jerry Tribble, and we would be happy to answer your questions. Thanks for participating. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.